Blog Talk Radio.
What an amazing God we serve. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is our Father. There's no God greater than our God. He's so amazing. He's the one who laid down his life for us so that we could have life with him eternally. What an amazing friend he is. He's our Father who art in heaven. He's the shepherd that leads us, the good shepherd that leads us in a plain path. Oh, this is an awesome day here in Jacksonville, Florida. We are serving the amazing, awesome, powerful, mighty, holy, righteous Father. He is our friend. He is the one that sticketh closer than a brother. You know, today is April the 16th, 2022. This is an amazing day. We serve the great and mighty I Am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I welcome each of you this morning to Bible Story Land. It is an awesome day. We will continually pray and give thanks in every one of our circumstances we face. For this is the will of God in us in Christ Jesus. So we thank you for joining us this morning. We thank you that he is all-powerful God, Jehovah Elohim. He is the Lord God Almighty in the heavens, the God Most High, Jehovah El Elyon. Oh, yeah, he is the one who provides for us, Jehovah Jireh. He not only provides money, but he provides food, a place to stay. He provides everything that we need for life and godliness. He is awesome. He is the King of Kings. Yes, he's the one who sits on the Father's right hand interceding for us. Yes, we give him praise. We give him thanks this morning. He's so amazing. He is such an awesome, powerful God. No words in the universe can describe how great, how powerful, how mighty our God is. Provides, he heals. Yeah, today. He heals today. Yes, you need a healing? I'm not just talking about physical, spiritual, emotional. He heals our soul's diseases. He's an amazing God. Most powerful, most high. Yes. He's that banner over us that we need, Jehovah Nisi. And guess what? You know the world needs peace, beginning with us. Peace. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. He is Jehovah Shalom, that peacemaker. And we need peace in us, peace in our neighborhood, peace in our home, peace in our city, peace in our nation, peace in the world. Yeah, there needs to be peace between Russia and Ukraine. We are praying for it daily. Peace. Peace. Are we our brother or our sister's keeper? Yes. Russia and Ukraine are their brother and sister's keeper. They need to learn that principle. Yes. We are each other's keeper. Thank God Almighty for Jesus, who is interceding for us right now, sitting on the Father's right hand. He is keeping us in the almighty palm. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for you this morning. We thank God for your family, whatever city, state, location you're in. We bless each of you. You are blessed. You are favored. You are children that were created by the Most High God. Yet, he's still blowing his breath. We're yet alive, yet alive, yet alive. Well, I thank God this morning. He said in 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 16, rejoice, 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 rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you. I'm talking about you in Christ Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Oh, yeah, we got to pick it up every day. You know we got to pick it up. We can't pick it up just on Sunday when we go to church, but you know, even on Sundays now, they got the scriptures on the screen. But we got to read the Bible, basic instructions before leaving the earth. How are we going to know how to lead if we don't read, study, and obey? That's the key. You know it's right. Read, study, and obey basic instructions before leaving the earth. God gave it to us. He gave us those instructions before we leave here. He did not leave us clueless. We are not blind. No, no. He said if the blind lead the blind, we're going to all fall in the ditch. So our eyes are being opened and enlightened. Every time we open the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, we are being enlightened more and more and more. We're getting revelation of who he is, how mighty our God is. So this morning, we're going to give him thanks and praise today. Yeah, we're going to honor him like never before. We have with us Karen Eitel. She's going to play a song this morning to honor the King of Kings, the Most High God. Yeah, we're honoring him in every city, every state in the nation, and throughout the world. Good morning, Karen. How are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful because
Amen.
He lives within our hearts.
Amen.
Until he died to thee. were nailed beside him to share the agony. But one of them cried out to him, "Oh Lord, remember me." Oh, what a shame to kill him there on that rugged cross. But such a death was needed to rescue all the lost. His blood was made a ransom to set the captives free. I know that I'm included, and he will remember me. Oh, will the Lord remember me when I am called to go, when I have crossed death's chilly sea? Will he his love there show? Oh, yes, he heard my feeble cry from bond that set me free. And when I reach the pearly gate, he will remember me. Oh, will the Lord remember me when I am called to go, when I have crossed the chilly sea? Will he his love there show? He heard my feeble cries from bond that set me free. And when I reach those pearly gates, he will remember me. And when I reach the pearly gates, he will remember me. And when I reach the pearly gate,
he will
remember me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve an amazing God. He will never forget us. He has an eternal mind. Yeah, he created us. He is a mind. His mind is not like ours. His thoughts are higher. His ways are high. He will remember us. When we stand forth in the judgment, he'll say, he remember us. Step in. Yeah, my good and faithful servant. He'll remember us. Amen. Thank God. Awesome song. Thank God. He will remember us. So we thank God for you, Pastor Donna Hawkins. You know, he lives now. He lives. We serve a risen Savior. He lives. And that Savior, he lives. He will remember you. He'll remember us. Thank God we have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She's really from Paducah, but, you know, we got to keep her here in Jacksonville. Yeah. You bring that anointing
that
we need to Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm on the road to Kentucky. As Donna said, we had a lot of deaths in Paducah, and one was my nephew. He was 30 years old. He passed away. So we on the way, and we're going to pick up Vita in Atlanta. And so we're on the way to Kentucky. right now. So pray for our traveling Grace. We appreciate it. We got Ava with us, but Zaya didn't make it. So please,
okay.
Ava's going to help me sing this morning.
All right.
Hey, come on, Ava.
Thank
you, Ava. It's Little Light of Mine. Thank you, Ava. Ava sang This Little Light of Mine. She wanted to sing that. Did
hey,
you hear
Sam.
It? Yeah, she's singing
yes,
already.
Ma'am.
So
how
they singing
is it?
3 years old.
How old is she now?
Three years ago. She said she's going to be four, but she's three right now. Yeah. Okay. We'll sing this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. And I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, and I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen. I'm a little hoarse, so I'm hurting today. But just pray for us, and we appreciate you, and I'll be listening in, okay?
All right.
Happy
all right.
Easter
well,
to everybody.
Thank you. Happy Resurrection
Amen.
Day. We're going to Prophetess Lawson, and she'll say a quick traveling prayer for you. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning, all those on Bible Storyline. We praise God for little Ava being willing, hallelujah, to sing. Amen. Already seeing the example of her grandmother and wanting to participate, and that's what we should do. Amen. Show our children, our grandchildren, how to worship the Lord. But I'll go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you for this day. We recognize, Lord God, that it's only by your grace and mercy that we're yet alive. So, Lord God, as, hallelujah, they travel the highways and byways from Jacksonville to Atlanta, to Kentucky, Lord God. We pray not just traveling mercies, oh God, but God, angelic help, Lord God. Our Father, we thank you, Lord God, as many cars have warning signals. We thank you for the angelic host that will warn her, tell her, even give her words of wisdom, word of knowledge as they travel along the way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you say you're a shield about us, Lord God. So we thank the angels that will be a shield about them, Lord God, to let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh their dwelling. Father, then we thank you, Lord God, for the angels of mercy, oh God, and the, Lord God, that will be with them. And Lord God, and most definitely, Lord God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit who said as he's the comforter. So God, as they go, Lord God, to this funeral, comfort the family, Lord God. Be a protection around the family, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the angelic host that you have given to each person, Lord God. Hallelujah, to minister comfort, Lord God. And, Lord God, we lift up the family, Lord God, and we bind up every spirit of grief that is of the demonic side, and we loose the spirit of praise, Lord God, that it's a homegoing service and that they will worship the Lord and with gladness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome, powerful prayer. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson. We appreciate you. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. You know, we serve an amazing God. Now, I wish I really had some really, you know, words that could express how great our God is. But, he's the Almighty. I mean, you know, even the angels are bowing down 24/7. Praising him, worshiping him, honoring him. We give him thanks today. We thank the Almighty. He deserves all the thanks. He deserves all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. It all belongs to him. Yes, it all the praise, all the glory, all the thanks belong to our King. You know, he's an amazing God. He's the one who, you know,
care of you, blew his breath in you, and you are yet alive today. So we are grateful that the Most High God know our name. And guess what? He even gave you the fingerprint like nobody else. Footprints too. Nobody has your fingerprints nor your footprints. Isn't he an amazing God? Now look, just think of all the continents and all the people and all the continents. I'm telling you how great he is. He gave each one different fingerprints in every continent, every person. He's so amazing, so awesome, so powerful, so great. His thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher than ours. We don't even come close to thinking like him. But he did help us to know how to think. Think on these things, whatsoever is honest, true, worthy, thought worthy. Oh, yeah, think on these things. He taught us how to think now. He didn't leave anything out of the plan. Don't you remember a few minutes ago I told you about the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving the earth? That's what we need. Pick it up. Read it. Don't just wait and get the, on the Sunday morning getting up, you know, dusting it off, putting it, taking it with you in your car. No, Every day, open it so you'll know. And you'll know that you know that you know that your name will be written on the Lamb's Book of Life because you picked up his word, you read it, you studied it, and the most important thing is obey. You know that word that we children don't like it when you say obey your parents and the Lord? Well, we got to obey God every day. So we obey God. We're knowing that our children are going to obey. Yeah, they're going to obey God. Our children are going to obey God because we obey him. And we're setting an example that our children will obey God when we obey him. So I thank God for you this morning. I want to tell you something, you know, about the Passover. And today, we still, you know, we still have the Passover. We still on Good Friday, you know, the Passover. Somebody got a radio or something on. I got everybody off of mute. So if you'll mute yourself back, I'll appreciate it. All right, I'm looking for that number where that noise is to mute me. All righty. Okay, so we muted the line. In a moment, we're going to be having our speaker. But right now, Good Friday is the day which Christ was crucified. Not yesterday now, but Good Friday. On Good Friday, that's when it happened, but not yesterday. Over 2,000 years ago, the day he surrendered his life to die in our place. He who knew no sin. Now, he ain't lie, he ain't cheat, he ain't steal, he ain't murder, he ain't do none of that. No, he was not tainted in any way. He's pure, pure. His life, he laid down his life for our lives because we sin. He ain't sin. Guess what? He's so amazing, he knew that. You, when you were born, he knew you were going to be born in the sin. He knew me, that I would be born in the sin. So he made a way where there was seemingly no way. So today, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for dying in our place. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. You're an amazing God. And the word in Romans 5:8 says, but God commended his love toward us. Yet, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So isn't he amazing? He made plans. Thank you for the plans you made ahead of time, knowing that we would sin against you. So we're giving you praise and thanksgiving today, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're about to do. We're giving you thanks today. We're giving you praise today. We're giving you honor today. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us on the cross, how you took the beating, unmerciful beating. You were unrecognizable when they beat you. But yet, you said, Lord, forgive him. Lord, forgive her. Lord, forgive them.
for they know not what they do. Lord, as a human being, we don't know. We don't understand that kind of a sacrifice. We are so grateful that you left heaven, came to earth, knowing that you were going to be crucified. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace, your love. Oh, my God, we are so grateful in Jesus' name. Well, today we have a mighty woman of God. Pastor Shana Wise is our speaker. She's an ordained pastor and CEO of Wise Choice Ministries Incorporated. She's the founder of Christian Women Preachers United. Now, she has a great passion. Her passion is to teach, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to equip others to apply the word of God to their lives, and demonstrate the word through the power of the Holy Spirit. She's an author. She wrote a book called Acts of Intercession, Women Intercessors. She's a part of Bible Story Family. She's no stranger to us. We are just delighted that she came on with us today, that the Lord gave her space in her schedule to come on and preach the word. Good morning, Pastor Shana Wise. How are you this morning?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to everybody that's on the line. This is the day that the Lord has made. I am rejoicing. I am glad in it. Even with tears in my eyes and even with all that I'm going through, hallelujah, hallelujah. God purposed this day, hallelujah, for all of us to be in the land of the living. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I'm full from last night. Amen. Had to preach on Good Friday and preaching this morning and going to preach tomorrow. Amen. And it's an honor to be able to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Once again, thank you again, Sister Minister G, for having me on. It's an honor and a pleasure to come, hallelujah, and fellowship with the body of Christ. There's a little song in my spirit. I'm not a singer, but I'm going to just sing this, amen, and we're going to get into the word. It's just been in my spirit this morning, and somebody need to hear it. I heard there's some death going on, and it's people going through. I remember when I was a young girl coming up in the church, they used to sing this song called, Hold to His Hand, God's Unchanging Hand. Hold to His Hand, God's Unchanging Hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. I don't know who that was for, hallelujah, but it was show for me, hallelujah, because some of us is going through changes in life, hallelujah. Some of us are having to endure some things that seem to just keep on changing, hallelujah. And then other of us are going through things, hallelujah, that don't seem to change but need to change, hallelujah. But I'm glad that we serve a God, hallelujah, whose hand does not change. People change and situations and circumstances change, but God, His hand does not change. And for that, I bless God on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just bless God on today. I was given the charge to talk about Thanksgiving on today. Thanksgiving. And the Lord, with this being the resurrection weekend of our Lord and Savior, for the past couple years, I've been teaching on this subject on this day.
is called He Set the Captives Free. Amen, amen. And that's something to be thankful for. Amen, amen. So I'm going to break down a few things, and then I'm going to get into the text. Amen. But I want to remind all of us, Jesus gave me this revelation several years ago that on that Friday, amen, his body died, but his spirit did it. Hallelujah. That should make somebody get happy right now. Amen. We got to remember that Jesus was God in the flesh. Hallelujah. And on yesterday, we remembered that he died on the cross. But we have to remember that when he died on the cross, he gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. He said, Father, into thine hands I commend my spirit. Hallelujah. So he gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. But his body died, but his spirit didn't. That might have us to ponder, well, what are you talking about, Dr. Shana? What do you mean? It means that the God we serve is a spirit. Hallelujah. And if we're going to worship him, we got to do it in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. He said, don't nobody take my life. Hallelujah. He said, I lay it down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He laid the body down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To show us that death, hell, and the grave does not have power. Hallelujah. Over the body. Hallelujah. Doesn't have power. Hallelujah. Over the spirit. Hallelujah. We have to understand that Jesus said that I am the Omega. He said, I am the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He said that, you know, the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So we have to understand, hallelujah, that the Spirit of Christ never died. His body did. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody should be getting happy right now. Somebody on the way to a funeral. Somebody has to bury a loved one. If it's not today, hallelujah, all of us, hallelujah, are going to have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. We're going to have to bury some loved ones. Hallelujah. We're going to have to attend some loved ones' funerals. Hallelujah. And even one day, we're going to have to lay our bodies down. Hallelujah. Because God did not create these bodies to live forever in this sin-sick world. But unto day, my praise of thanksgiving, hallelujah, is that we serve, hallelujah, a risen Savior. And not only a risen Savior, we serve a God that is alive. Hallelujah. He's alive. Hallelujah. His spirit never died. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our spirit, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, he said, I knew you. That means, hallelujah, that before he even put us in our mama's belly, we were already, hallelujah, in the spirit. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. He said, before you came here, I knew you. Come on. And guess what? After we leave here, while we're journeying through this life here on earth, he knows us. He knows our name. Hallelujah. And when we lay down our bodies, hallelujah, hallelujah, we going to give up our spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And my prayer is that, hallelujah, we spend this life living on purpose. My prayer is that we spend this life spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ so that everybody, hallelujah, can experience eternal life in Christ Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I know we on the phone and I know we on mute. Hallelujah. But I just feel a quickening in my spirit. Hallelujah. I feel a praise of thanksgiving in my spirit. Hallelujah. Because our Savior is not dead. Hallelujah. He set the captives free. Hallelujah. So on last night, some of y'all might have went to church. It might have been last night. It might have been yesterday morning or afternoon. Or you might have watched service online. Or you might have just remembered that he died yesterday. But I want to examine the text today. Hallelujah. And I want to set up a few things, because we must remember that, hallelujah, why Jesus' body was in the tomb. His spirit was still working. Somebody say the second day. Hallelujah. Today is the second day. Hallelujah. We have to remember that on the first day, hallelujah, that he died. Hallelujah. The body died. Hallelujah. But let's focus on the second day. A lot of churches, they don't have service for on today. They don't have a special service for the second day. They have a service for Good Friday, the first day. And then they have a service for Sunday, the third day. Hallelujah. We know he got up. Hallelujah. On Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. But not many churches have a special service, hallelujah, for the second day. But today, hallelujah, on Bible Story Land, hallelujah, we're going to have a service on the second day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to remember, hallelujah, that he set the captives free. Hallelujah. 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 1 Peter 3:18-20. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from the New King James Version, because it's one thing to preach scripture, but you got to have scripture to back up what you preach. Oh, come on, somebody. You can't just be saying anything, hallelujah, without some foundation, hallelujah, to stand on. And today I'm standing on 1 Peter 3:18-20. It says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death," here it is, "in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." Verse 19, "by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison." Verse 20, "who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, where the ark was being prepared, in which a few days, that is, 8 souls, were saved through water." Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then I want to anchor another scripture. This scripture is going to talk a little bit about the first day and the second day. Matthew chapter 27, verses 51-52. Again, that's Matthew chapter 27, verses 51-52. And it reads, "Then, behold," that means to look, saints, "the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised." Verse 53. "And coming out the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many." Oh, glory, 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 glory to his word. Hallelujah. We just have read evidence and we have read proof. Hallelujah, that even though Jesus' body had died, he was ministering to the spirits in prison. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. How many of us have experienced a grave experience? How many of us have been and felt like we've been in prison? Hallelujah. Might be some on the line. You might be alive in your body. Come on, but somewhere in your spirit, you feel like a prisoner. Hallelujah. You might be feeling like some situations in your life are dead. Hallelujah. But what I love about our Lord and Savior is that this proves to us that death, hell, and the grave have no authority, hallelujah, over the Spirit of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. God's spirit always was, always is, and is to come. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the God we serve. Hallelujah. He's the God, hallelujah, that's able, hallelujah, hallelujah, to transcend time and space. He's able, hallelujah, to go, hallelujah. He's able to go to the low places. He's able to go into the dark places, the prisons of our lives. Hallelujah. Some of us on the line may have experienced that we have went through hell or we going through some kind of hell. But I bless God that not even hell can stop his spirit, hallelujah, from reaching you. Oh, this is the day of thanksgiving, hallelujah, because for many of us, we were captives to sin, hallelujah. But we bless God, hallelujah, that he has set us free, hallelujah, when we couldn't get ourselves up out of our mess. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Christ got up, hallelujah, so that we can get up. Oh, come on, somebody, come on, come on and bless the Lord with me, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm even reminded of Jonah, hallelujah, hallelujah, and the significance of his story, hallelujah, paralleling, hallelujah, Christ, this weekend that we're talking about, it says that God had prepared a fish, hallelujah, for Jonah. And that fish swallowed him up, hallelujah. And the Bible says that he was in there for 3 days, hallelujah. But somewhere in those 3 days, see, Jonah's body was, come on, Holy Ghost. Jonah's body, hallelujah, was captive, hallelujah. Jonah's body was entangled. Jonah's body couldn't move. Jonah's body was paralyzed. Hallelujah. Jonah was in a place that he created, hallelujah, what? With his own actions, hallelujah, through being disobedient, hallelujah. But what I love about God, that even when we're disobedient, he loves us enough to prepare our own personal fish. He'll put us in a place. Hallelujah. Well, we can't move. We can't do nothing. Hallelujah. But cry out to God. And the Bible declares that when Jonah prayed, hallelujah, when he was in that place where his body was bound, hallelujah, but his spirit, hallelujah, was still alive and willing. He prayed to God and he repented. And what did the Bible say? It said that the fish, hallelujah, gave him up. He came up about that fish. Amen. And we know how the rest of the story went. He went on his assignment. What does that mean? What does that mean, Pastor Wise? What you trying to say? What I'm trying to say is this is an example of what I'm talking about on the second day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we might be in a place. Hallelujah. See, that's why, and I come from the nursing field. Let me break this down real quick. I always tell people that when people are in a coma, hallelujah, when people are paralyzed and they can't move their mouth and they can't communicate, maybe their eyes is closed and they're in a coma, I let people know. I say, you need to still speak to them. They can still hear you. They hear everything that's going on, even though their body is paralyzed. Oh, come on, somebody. Even though they're in a coma. Hallelujah. If there's breath, hallelujah, still in their lungs, they can hear. And that's why somebody needs to hear this on the line. I don't know who you are, but you might have had some family members that have been in a coma or maybe in the future. Talk to them. Speak to them. Declare the word over their life. Hallelujah. For they can still respond by the Spirit. Hallelujah. They might not can respond by their body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they can respond in the Spirit. And that's what I'm talking about on today. That Jesus, hallelujah, his Spirit set the captives free on the second day. Hallelujah. Our Father, our God, the one that spoke the earth. Hallelujah. That spoke time. Hallelujah. That spoke everything into existence. Hallelujah. He's the God that never sleeps nor slumbers. Hallelujah. We have to remember that when Christ gave up the ghost, hallelujah, that did not mean that he was done working. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And that's a word for somebody on today. Hallelujah. You think that God might be done in this area. You think that it's over. But I came to let you know today that the God we serve, hallelujah, hallelujah, is God. Hallelujah. And he's always working on our behalf. So that might make somebody want to shout right now just to think about the goodness, hallelujah, of Jesus and how much he loves us. And hallelujah, now the Holy Spirit has reminded me, hallelujah, on what we said on last night. Before Jesus gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. What does it mean that it is finished? That means that his work on the cross, hallelujah, was complete. Oh, come on, somebody. He said, my body here, hallelujah, the body that was prepared for you and me, hallelujah, the body that came, hallelujah, and that was crucified on the cross before he gave up the ghost, he said, it's finished. That means that the work of the cross is complete. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But we find him on the second day. Come on, somebody say second day. Ha, still working. Glory to God, I'm trying to contain myself. Hallelujah. It says that he went and preached to the spirits in prison. That means that there were some people that had died before his death on the cross that did not, hallelujah, get to experience, hallelujah, what we experienced. They died before, hallelujah, they died before, hallelujah, the death, burial, and resurrection. And those spirits had to stay there, hallelujah, until Christ finished his work on the cross. Hallelujah. He couldn't go to them any time sooner. They had to stay there. They had to stay in prison. We talking about Abraham and Noah and David and Adam and all the ones, hallelujah, up until that point, hallelujah, who had died, hallelujah, before he died. They had to wait. They had to wait. But what I love about this day, hallelujah, is that Jesus said, now that I have finished my work on the cross, I'm going to go to Hades. I'm going to go to death, hell, and the grave, and I'm going to snatch them keys back. Come on, somebody. He said, I'm going to go, hallelujah, to the place, hallelujah, where they've been waiting for me. Oh, come on, somebody. Where back in the Old Testament, all they could do is just foresee, hallelujah. They were prophecy, hallelujah. They didn't, under the saints back then, didn't understand that they was a part of the big picture, hallelujah, of Christ, hallelujah, coming, hallelujah, to save, hallelujah, mankind from sin. Noah, hallelujah, when he built that ark, hallelujah, hallelujah, he did it by faith, hallelujah. He built the ark by faith, hallelujah, but not quite understanding what that ark represented. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That all that was found in the ark, hallelujah, lives was saved. Somebody say, hallelujah, that was Jesus coming. Oh, come on, somebody. They Moses, hallelujah, hallelujah. Did he understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did he understand those Ten Commandments? He gave them to the people, but when he went and he went up in the mountain and saw God, and when Moses started instituting all the laws for Israel, and he started the Day of Atonement and all of the priestly responsibilities, did they quite understand, come on somebody, that was all foreshadowing, hallelujah, what Christ was about to do? Did Abraham, hallelujah, when God told him to go and sacrifice his son. Hallelujah. Did he know that that was a symbolization? Hallelujah. And a foreshadowing. Hallelujah. Of what Christ, hallelujah, was going to do. Hallelujah. In a few generations. Did they know, if you go back and read the books of the Old Testament from Genesis all up until the last book of Malachi, hallelujah, if you examine those books closely, you will see the foreshadowing of Christ, hallelujah, coming to redeem, hallelujah, his people, hallelujah, from the bondage of sin. Hallelujah. Did they know? Did they understand? But I came to tell you today, hallelujah, that on this second day, come on somebody, they might not have understood back then. They was just doing things by faith. They were doing things because God told them to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But on this second day, come on somebody. Woo, on this day. They when Christ showed up, come on, in their graves. Look, when their bones was long gone, when their bodies was long gone, it wasn't even no more dust or ashes. They was gone. Hallelujah. The evidence of their bodies was gone. Come on, somebody. But their spirits were still present. Hallelujah. And Christ showed up. Hallelujah. He showed up. He said, now, death, hell, and the grave, I told you yesterday it's a finished work. Come on, somebody. I told you yesterday. Death, hell, and the grave, what they didn't understand is that when Christ died and gave up that ghost, a shift happened. A transition happened. Hallelujah. In the heavenly realm. Hallelujah. The curse and the power of those things got broke. Hallelujah. And then Christ was able to go to the place, hallelujah, where the captives have been. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And set them free. Oh, who needs to be set free on today? Hallelujah. Who needs to come up out of their bondage today? Hallelujah. I showed up today. Hallelujah, to brag on the Christ that I serve. Hallelujah, I showed up today to brag on the Christ that you serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we, Sister G, we blessing God today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're thanking him today in the spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this moment and at this hour, hallelujah, hallelujah, our spirits, hallelujah, are overriding our flesh. Hallelujah, because we are getting a glimpse of our Savior. Hallelujah, in all of his deity. Hallelujah, at this moment we're beholding him. You cannot behold him, hallelujah, in your flesh. Hallelujah, you only can behold him in the spirit. You have to understand, hallelujah, hallelujah, to behold Christ. It means that it's not just looking at him. Hallelujah. It's not just taking a glimpse. Hallelujah. It's not just seeing. Hallelujah. But it's having our eyes and heart fixed. Hallelujah. On the risen Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, somebody. Oh, God is good. I'm trying to get through this and I'm trying to finish up. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, hallelujah, when I think about, hallelujah, how I used to live my life reckless before I gave my life to Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, Christ had his eye on me, hallelujah, when I was being held captive, hallelujah, by the sins that I kept committing, hallelujah, against God and against myself, against my body, against other people. When I was in that captivity, hallelujah, when I was bound by strongholds, hallelujah, hallelujah, when I was entertaining situations that didn't bring forth life but only death, hallelujah, it didn't stop God, hallelujah, eyes from fixing on me. Hallelujah. He saw me in my future when I was in captivity. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. And that might be your story on today. Hallelujah. We ain't been saved all our life. We ain't been, none of us is perfect. Hallelujah. And even after salvation, we have messed up. We have sinned. Hallelujah. But before salvation, some of us know we were shown up sinners. Hallelujah. We were shown up bound by the enemy. Hallelujah. We were shown up in the prisons. Hallelujah. We was in prisons in our minds. Hallelujah. We was in prisons in our soul. Hallelujah. We was in the prison. Hallelujah. We might have been physically alive. Hallelujah. But our spirit was dead. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. But that didn't stop Christ's love towards us. Hallelujah. What I love about God, I remember even when I was out there being foolish and doing foolish things and doing sinful things, hallelujah, that God, grace and mercy was still preserving my body. Oh, come on, somebody. Is that your testimony of today? What can you think of how God has preserved your body, hallelujah, in the midst of all that you have been through? Some of us have been in the captivity of health problems. Oh, come on, somebody. Some of us have been in captivity with the mind games. Hallelujah. Some of us have been in captivity, hallelujah, in various relationships. Oh, come on, somebody. I know there's some women on the line, and you done hooked up with some men that you wasn't supposed to be with, and you was in a legal covenant. You was in a soul tie with a man that was none of your husband. That's called captivity. Come on, somebody. But even in the midst of all of that, hallelujah, it didn't stop God's love towards us. Jesus, one day, he came, hallelujah, into our mess. Come on, somebody. He came into our prison. Hallelujah. He came into our, hallelujah, he came into, hallelujah, our captivity. Hallelujah. And he broke the chains and the shackles off of us. Hallelujah. The chains and the shackles that was on our spirits. The chains and the shackles that was on our souls. Hallelujah. He came in and he broke them off of us. Hallelujah. When we didn't have enough sense to break them off ourselves. Hallelujah. But by faith, hallelujah, we called on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For some of us, we've been so bound. Hallelujah. That all we could do is just call on the name. Hallelujah. But what I love about God, hallelujah, hallelujah, is that he's going to respond, hallelujah, to his child. Hallelujah. Like a good loving father. Hallelujah. 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 Like a good loving father. He's never kept his eyes off of us. I'm just getting tears right now because when I think about the goodness, when I think about, hallelujah, many situations that I was in captivity, hallelujah, when I was even in the valley of the shadow of death, Jesus came and he got me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the best day of my life, hallelujah, is when I responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's when he set me free, saints. Hallelujah. And the Bible declares who he has set free, hallelujah, is free indeed. Oh, we thank God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. 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 We blessed him on yesterday, on Good Friday, and we blessed him on today because he set the captives free. And we're going to bless him on tomorrow because we're going to remember that he rose from the grave. Hallelujah. His body got back up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. On Friday. Hallelujah. Because he had some work to go do. Hallelujah. Friday and Saturday. But early Sunday morning, come on, somebody. He said, now let me go jump back in my body. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. See, we got to understand, didn't nobody kill Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I lay down my life. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to put my body on pause. Come on. Come on. He said, I'm going to put my body on pause, but my spirit lives forever. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 And we remember him, not just this weekend, but we remember him 365, 24/7, for he is the God of eternity. Hallelujah. He dwells in eternity and time. Hallelujah. Our God cannot be confined by this space of time. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the God we serve. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be thanking him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm just in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a praise of thanksgiving. Because Sister G said that today, hallelujah, is the day, hallelujah, where the topic is thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And I bless God on today. Hallelujah. I thank him, hallelujah, for the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I thank him for the Holy Ghost that quickens, hallelujah, these bodies that we still are in. Hallelujah. I thank him on today. Hallelujah. For eternal life. Hallelujah. Somebody going to, hallelujah, a funeral right now. Hallelujah. But I pray, hallelujah, that when they walk into the doors, they can walk in praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they might see a body. Hallelujah. They might see a body in the casket. Hallelujah. But they may they remember the spirit lives. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The spirit lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our Lord and Savior has risen. Hallelujah. And all of us who have responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ, just like Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to jump out our body. Come on, somebody. And we're going to jump into eternity with our Lord and Savior. We're going to jump into our new body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We on this side, hallelujah, cannot see, hallelujah, our loved ones in their new bodies on the other side. Hallelujah. But by faith, hallelujah, hallelujah, we see them in the spirit. Hallelujah. And we must wait until the day until it's our turn. Hallelujah. We're going to jump out this body. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that is full of, we have a sickness, hallelujah, we live in a sin, sick world, hallelujah, but the day is coming, hallelujah, when we going to leave this body, hallelujah, and our spirit going to go on back home, hallelujah, that means if we going back home, hallelujah, that means that we came from a home, come on somebody, hallelujah, just like our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, we are in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. We have to remember who we are. We bless God, hallelujah, because he said he called us out of darkness, hallelujah, into the marvelous light, hallelujah, and we bless God for that, hallelujah. Oh, we bless God for life on today, hallelujah. We bless God for strength on today, hallelujah. He leaves all of us here on this earth, hallelujah, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. He woke us up this morning, hallelujah, because we got a purpose, hallelujah. He got a plan for us, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are his thought and we are his light. We are the ambassadors of Christ, hallelujah. We are the disciples of Christ, hallelujah. We are unashamed of the gospel of Christ, hallelujah, because we have experienced, hallelujah, the power of the resurrected Savior, hallelujah, and his name is Jesus Christ, hallelujah. He is the Messiah, hallelujah. He was the lamb that was slain for our sins, hallelujah, but hallelujah, he's king today, hallelujah. He's Lord today, hallelujah. He sits at the right hand of God today, hallelujah, interceding on our behalf, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what I bless God lastly for, hallelujah, is the promise and the hope, hallelujah, that we got a revelation, hallelujah, because he's coming back, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Somebody say he's coming back, hallelujah. Oh, we can't remember that. We can't forget that part, hallelujah. We can't forget that part. First, he's going to come back for a church, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's coming back for his church, hallelujah. But see, when he come back, he's going to come back, hallelujah, on that white horse. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. He's going to come back. See, he died. We remember him over this weekend as the lamb. But he coming back as a roaring lion. when he stepped his foot back on this side. Hallelujah. When his body returned back over here. Come on. Come on. When his body returned back over here. Hallelujah. When his body come back, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He coming back on a white horse. He coming back with the heavenly host. He coming back with the army. Hallelujah. 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 And guess what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's got this sin sick world as we know it will be over. And I bless him for that. Hallelujah. Oh, I see him on his horse. Hallelujah. He coming back as the lion. Hallelujah. Of Judah. Come on, somebody. Oh, he coming back roaring. Hallelujah. He humbly laid his life down this weekend. Hallelujah. So that we might have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when does his body come back on this side? Come on, somebody. Oh, he coming as the lion. Hallelujah. And we want to make sure that everybody is ready for his return. Hallelujah. We want to make sure that everybody, hallelujah, has a chance, hallelujah, to respond to the gospel of Christ before it's too late. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you on your second day. You set us free. Hallelujah. We're free indeed. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. What a word. What a word. An awesome, powerful word. The second day, Thanksgiving is what we're doing today. Thank you, Pastor Shana. Awesome. I'm going to ask Pastor Donna Hawkins if she will say a refreshing prayer for you for that powerful word.
Precious Lord, we humbly bow, thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity to call on your holy name. Now, Lord, we thank you so much for Pastor Shana Wise, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the word that she delivered on today, Lord. So, Lord, we ask right now that you would refresh her, Lord. Lord, we ask now that you would build her up. She has poured herself out to us, Lord. So we're asking, Lord, that you would pour back into her, Lord. Lord, that word blessed all of us today, and we sure thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, we could feel the Holy Spirit moving on the inside as she preached your word. We thank you for that. So, Lord, we ask a special blessing for her. We ask, Lord, that you would bless her, Lord, with whatever blessing you see that she stands in need of. Lord, hold her in the hollow of your hands where she's safe and secure. Let her know that anytime she preaches your word, that your word will not return unto you void, but will accomplish that you have set it out to do, Lord. So we thank you today. We thank you for Pastor Wise and for that word that she delivered. Bless her and keep her, Lord. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray and for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a word. What a word. Well, I'm so grateful that that word came forth. Oh, it was so powerful. We're giving God thanks and praise today. But he is amazing, God, amazing. And that was so, I mean, I've never heard that message like that before, you know, about the second day. But I thank God for putting in your spirit, Pastor Shana, right before we call on you again, Pastor Shana. We have the youngest woman on here with us, Mother Ludell from Applin, Georgia. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Hey,
yeah, I'm doing very
amen.
Well.
We thank God. Amen, amen. You going to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'm sort of hoarse. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Why the morning, Jesus, journey. I want Jesus just to walk with me. Walk with my mother, oh yes, walk with me. You walk with my mother, walk with me, why the more my hands, oh, oh yeah, hold my hands, hold my hands, oh, hold my hands, while I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus. Just walk with me, walk with my Father. Oh, please walk with me, you walk with my Father. Please walk with me, you walk with my Father. Please walk with me, Lord. I'm asking you to please just to walk with me. You walk with my sister. Oh, yeah, walk with me. You walk with my sister. Please walk with me. While I'm on this, on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus just to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Oh, yeah. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. While I'm on, yeah. On this teacher's journey, oh yeah, I want Jesus, oh yeah, yes, to walk with me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Liddell. We want Jesus to walk with us every day. We don't
yes,
want him to skip a day, but are we walking with him?
Mm-hmm.
Are we walking with him? Thank you, Mother. We got to walk with him now. We can't,
yes,
you know, we can't
yes.
pretend.
Hello.
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Yeah, got to walk with us every day.
Yes.
Every day. We can't leave him. We're ahead of him. We can't go behind him. We got to walk with him. So we're asking him to walk with us every day, but I'm walking with him. Don't ignore him.
Mm-hmm.
He's there to walk with you every day. We thank God. I was thinking
tell him how old I am.
He was a 100 years old plus 2 months.
Tell him how old I am. You hear me?
He is a Mother Liddell. Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yeah. I say tell him how old I am. O-L-G.
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me, Mother Liddell?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Mother Liddell is 100 years old plus 2 months. He was born February the 10th.
Right.
Yeah, so she's still on the battlefield, still encouraging us.
Yeah.
And the Lord has been walking with her 100 years plus 2 months.
Ooh, that's
thank
right.
God for you. Yes.
Ooh.
Amen. Mm. We give God praise and thanks for your life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We are thanking God for you, Mother Liddell. You are strong, strong woman of God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're a good example. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that you don't still coming on the radio and singing. We appreciate you. I was thinking about my aunt. She was 102 when she died. She still came on the radio at 101 years old. He was still coming on, so we thank God for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and your strength. Hallelujah. Yeah, Mother Liddell had a big birthday celebration. I mean, over 100-some people came and blessed the motorcycle.
Yes, yes, yes. I was blessed. Blessed with the best.
Yes, you were. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Shane, I was thinking about that song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. We sang that when I was a child, too, so you brought back old memories. I appreciate it. We thank God for the word. Well, let God have his way. You got anything else you want to add, Pastor Shana? Why?
My soul is just blessed. Happy belated birthday, Mother Liddell. We celebrate you. Your birthday is the same day as my daughter. So I bless God. I bless God for you and your life. Amen. It's an honor and privilege just to even be on here and minister to all my brothers and sisters in Christ on the line. I bless God for y'all. And just stay encouraged because, I had to preach today, and sometimes you got to go even with tears in your eyes, even when you're going through personal challenges. Hallelujah. I continue to show up. Just a yes, Lord, in my spirit. Hallelujah, despite what I'm going through. And maybe I just preach so hard because I got to preach myself out of what I'm going through. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So I know if I'm going through some things, it might be some others going through. Hallelujah. But it just blesses my soul. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, to be able to preach his word. Hallelujah. His word, because it's life, health, and strength. And Sister G, I pray for your health and strength. I pray for God to dry up the mucus and the drainage in you right now in the name of Jesus. The sinuses, we call them under subjection. Hallelujah to the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we speak healing and restoration to your body in the name of Jesus.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Shannon. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Anybody on here need prayer?
Becky?
Hold on. Becky?
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Okay, Becky, you need prayer for anything specific?
I just want to pray, ask that God just help me. I don't want to, make wrong decisions. So I'm just going to ask that God help me, I just want to be in the right path. Yeah.
All right. That's Mr. Becky.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Becky, I just heard when you were speaking, the scripture came, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. So my prayer is that you continue, hallelujah, to draw. He said if you draw close to him, he'll draw close to you. And he will lead and guide you.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And every thought, every decision, guide your feet. He will guide your spirit. Hallelujah. So this prayer is a prayer of instructions. Hallelujah. Eliminate any distractions or anything that's competing with his time. Hallelujah. Spend that time, hallelujah, in a secret place. And he's going to order your steps. Hallelujah. And your mind will continue to increase, hallelujah, in the knowledge, the will, and the way of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else need prayer? Anybody else need prayer? Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I forgot to unmute the lines. Hold on. I'm going to unmute all the lines. I apologize. You may have been speaking, and we didn't hear you, so hold on. I'm going to unmute all the lines. All right. Okay.
Minister G, this is Donald Falcon.
Yes.
I'm asking special prayer for the Travis family, the Johnson family, and the Agnew family.
Okay. All right.
Travis Johnson and Agnew.
All right, Father God, we just lift up all of those families to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know exactly what they're going through. You know the details, Father God, of their lives, the situation, and the circumstance. Father God, let your name be magnified right now. At this hour, and these families, Father God. Father God, let your peace, Father God, rest and rule in their lives, Father God.
Father God, and lastly, may you get the glory, hallelujah, through these families. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Anybody else need prayer?
Ludell and my family and entire family. I say Ludell and my entire family.
Okay.
So, Father God, we lift up Mother Ludell and her family, Father God. Father God, you have blessed her, Father God, to see 100 years old, Father God. Father God, she is the strong tower of her family. Father God, she is the witness, Father God, and the testimony of the power of Jesus Christ in her life, Father God. Father God, may, Father God, that witness continue to permeate in her family, Father God. Father God, let not only this generation of the family, but the next generation, the generation after that, and the generation after that serve you, Father God. May they serve you all the days of their life, Father God. Father God, we're believing, Father God, that even it might be somebody on all of these families that I have prayed for who have not responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you, Father God, not only create the situation and the circumstance for them to respond, but, Father God, that you just touch their heart, Father God, and so that they will open up the door and let you in, Father God, for we know, Father God, that with you, Father God, our families, they're going to be all right, Father God. We know, Father God, that that's the greatest gift that we can give to our families, Father God, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Anyone else need prayer? State your name, please.
Sister G and Minister G, I want you to help me pray for a sister. Her name is Amanda. Can you please lift up Amanda? She's been sick for a while now. So I want you guys to pray for her, Sister Amanda.
Sister Amanda, okay.
So, Father God, we lift up Sister Amanda right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the most important healing, Father God, was the healing for her soul and her spirit, Father God. We pray, Father God, that she knows you as Lord and Savior, Father God. Father God, and if she does, Father God, that is over half the battle, Father God. Father God, if she has not responded, Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that she open up her heart and respond to you knocking on her heart, Father God. For Father God, we know that healing comes through your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. Her body is in need of healing, Father God. Father God, we just pray, Father God, for healing. We know that there's nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. Father God, you are the God of miracles, Father God, and you're able to perform miracles still in 2022, Father God. Father God, perform a miracle in Amanda's body, Father God, and Father God, after you heal her, Father God, we pray that she would give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? Prayer.
Yes, this is Bridget Newcomb. Can you pray for my family, my children, my mother? I just found out she had she got a weak heart. Can you pray for my family?
Okay, who did you say you are?
Bridget Nichols.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Sister Bridget. Your children and your mom and your family, right?
Your family, yes.
Okay. Okay.
So, Father God, we lift up Sister Bridget family right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you have just burdened her spirit, Father God, for her family to be good, Father God. Father God, she desires, Father God, that her family grow stronger in you, Father God, and in unity, Father God. So, Father God, bless the family right now, Father God. Father, for miracles right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, ask right now. Father God, you know how to create situations and circumstances to activate our faith. Father God, even sometimes we get low, Father God, but you allow us to go there. And we know that you're there. And Father God, we cry out to you, Father God, and when we cry, you answer us. We're off in her mother. Father God, she said her heart is weak. Father God, we know that you're able to regulate, Father God. We know that you're able to heal, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, let this woman, Father God, believe in you like never before, Father God. Father God, let her put her trust in you, Father God. Father God, even let her decree what the Lord says over her body and over her heart in the name of Jesus, Father God. For I remember you said, Father God, that many were healed by their faith in you, Father God. So activate faith right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to let you rest your voice, Pastor Shane, unless we hear your voice going in and
I'm
out.
I'm good. I can still
box.
Pray. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. All right. Anybody else need prayer? State your name and your prayer request. All right. So, Pastor Shane, I'm going to ask you to pray for a very dear friend, Ella Brookins' family. She lost her sister and her niece a couple of weeks ago. If you could pray for the family.
Yes, so I pray for the Brooks family right now, Father God. Father God, we just shared your word about how you set the captives free. Father God, we just read in your word, Father God, that absent for the body and present with the Lord. Father God. So, Father God, we just pray, Father God, that the ones who have gone on with you have accepted you as Lord and Savior. And, Father God, we're going to bless you, Father God, because they're with you, Father God. No more suffering, no more pain. Hallelujah. They don't have to worry about the cares of this life, for they are with you in eternity, Father God. Father God, but we lift up the family right now for the ones that's left behind, for the one who has to go through the grieving process and the mourning process, Father God. Father God, just come them with your Holy Spirit, Father God. Father God, just let them know that you love them. And Father God, that there's some people that sometimes question you, why did it happen like this, or why you had to take them so early, Father God. But Father God, you're Lord of all, Father God, and when we don't know the answers, you know, Father God, and you're able, Father God, to comfort, Father God, give peace, Father God, and to heal. So touch that family right now, Father God, touch their minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, let them, Father God, not be stuck in grief, Father God, but allow them to go through the process, and Father, and to move forward in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm going to ask you, Pastor Shane, to pray for, just thank God for baby Chloe and her family. If you could pray for her parents and the parents of baby Zoe and baby Revere, because they have a lot of responsibility, you know, with taking care of their babies that have special needs.
Okay, so Father God, we just uplift their family of baby Chloe, and I believe you said Zoe. Father God, we know you don't make mistakes. Father God, we're all special in your eyes, and we all have needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we know, hallelujah, that everyone that you create in your image and your likeness is good. Hallelujah. So we speak good to that situation, good to that family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You send special needs children to us to teach us, Father God, to teach us, Father God, and to even help us, Father God. For Father God, all things work together for your good, and you are the God who does not make mistakes. Give the parents patience, Father God. Show them the beautiful gift that you have given them, Father God. Show them what an honor and a privilege it is to be a parent and to raise children, Father God, whether they have special needs or not, Father God. The world has labels, Father God, but, Father God, you don't. All you see us as is what you created, and what you create is good, Father God. Father God, we come up against any hindrances parents are having, any frustrations, Father God, anything that's causing them a hindrance of being great parents. For Father God, you chose them for this. You knew exactly what you were doing when you gave them these beautiful children. So Father God, we bless you for this family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. All right. Any more prayer requests? We're about ready to close out. We thank God for each of you coming on with us today. Any more? All right. We thank God for you all. We thank God for the love that he has for all of us. Yes.
This is Prophet Ernestine. I just want to say, Pastor Shana, our schedules don't allow us to meet up, but I too, as Sister G said, I said I've heard people talk or maybe add something about the second day about people coming out of the grave, but I've never heard a pastor focus on it. I said you gave me a revelation that I guess I didn't consider, or you opened me up at a time where my prophetic gifts are operating even more than when I heard it when I was younger. So I thank you for the word. I thank you for all that you do and all the women you support and everything that you do. And I just want to say a special prayer for you before we go off. So, Father, we thank you. I thank you for the vessel that you placed on this earth and God, that you have activated, that you have called her to reach some level of maturity in spite of any circumstance or situation that she's gone through. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for even the situation. I thank you for how she reared her children. And, Lord God, I thank you how her marriage worked. I thank you for every aspect of her life, because it's through every experience that she's gone through that she's now the woman of God that you called her to be today. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as she go forward, Lord God, hallelujah, I speak blessings on blessing on her life, God. I speak only the doors that you have for her to be open, Lord God. Shut every door that is not for God. But, Lord God, as she go forward in the future, Lord God, as she shapes and molds so many lives, as she touches so many people, Lord God, as she do your will, Lord God, prosper her, Lord God, and health, Lord God, and happiness, Lord God, in her home, Lord God. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this vessel, Lord God, hallelujah, that you allowed her mother, Lord God, to bring forth. And, Lord God, and we thank you, God, for all the wholeness of mind. Lord God, let peace be in her spirit and riches in her wall, Lord God. Let her be rich with favor, Lord God. And I know, Lord God, from what I know of her, you already blessed her with wisdom. You blessed her with kindness. But, God, even the more, whatever she stands in need of, God, wherever her husband and her children stand in need, even her mother, Lord God, stand in need of, God. I charge the angels, Lord God, with assignment for every prophetic word that was spoken of her life, that it shall manifest, Lord God. I declare and decree, even the people who pray for, Lord God, that they'll see her manifested words, her words manifested, that their words came from you. God, I thank you for divine intervention, Lord God, and the avenues in which you lead her, Lord God, all of her steps, Lord God, even the more. And God, we'll give you all the honor. We'll give you all the praise. And we thank you for restoring the virtue, Lord God, in her body, Lord God. Keep her. Thank you, Lord, for being a keeping God. And thank you, Lord God, for working even on the second day, causing, Lord God's lives to be changed and minds to be renewed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much, my sister.
And I'm going to ask you to
listen. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you. And Prophet Lawson, I need your phone number. So can you send me your phone number, please? I need your Sister G, can you text her my number, please?
I sure will.
All right. Love
All
you,
right.
Prophet Lawson. I love you, love you, love you.
Love you too. Always glad to hear from you.
Yes. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for divine fellowship and divine love. We thank God for the family of God. He's a great God. You know, God loves us so much. We just don't even have a revelation of the great love he has for us. His love supersedes human love. His agape love is just so amazing for us. So let's continue to thank the Lord for his love, for his mercy, for his grace, for his favor upon us. And he's the one who gives us life, abundant life. We thank God for him every day, not just, you know, on Easter, Christmas, those hot, no, but every day we got to give him thanks, give him praise. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So I'm asking everybody to have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson, if you'll give us a closing prayer. We thank God for you.
Oh, Father God, we thank you for such a glorious day. We thank you, Lord God, that you taught us, hallelujah, through your word, oh God, through the children of Israel, that we must maintain covenant relationship with you. Lord God, so many honor this day as a part of Jesus, amen, resurrection. Glory to God, but you started, oh God, with Moses, oh God, when you passed, oh, you let the blood, they put the blood on the doorpost, and death passed over. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for everybody to meet the sound of my voice. Oh, God, I plead the blood over their lives, oh, God. And I thank you, Lord God, that every spirit that's passing over their heads is around them, Lord God, that it can't come nigh their dwelling. It can't enter in their temples, oh, God. I pray for health and wellness, oh, God. I pray, Lord God, for a restoring of organs, oh, God. I thank you that Mother Ludell's 100, Lord God. But I declare and decree, Lord God, for everyone that hears this, that, Lord God, that you're restoring their youth like an eagle, Lord God. You're plucking off and pulling out, Lord God, anything that is old. And, Lord God, and you're the spirit of growth, glory to God, is so working in their body, the spirit of happiness, the spirit of joy, the spirit, Lord God, all the fruits of the spirit, gentleness, peace, love, and long-suffering. Lord God, I thank you that the Holy Spirit will have this way with each one of them, Lord God. Bless them going in and bless them coming out, Lord God. Be a shield about them. Be a protector around them. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling. And, Father, we lift up Sister G, who you've called, Lord God, in this hour, to put this network of people together. We pray for divine favor for her, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, special pray for health and healing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything she put her hands to do. Lord God, let her prosper, God. Oh, God, and Lord God, give her favor, Lord God. Hallelujah, with mankind, Lord God. We just thank you, we praise you, Lord God. And then, Lord God, even for the little babies as they travel, Lord God, and all, every prayer, every word, every song, Lord God, everyone who's given on today and those who have listened, and Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for a special hedge of protection. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling. And God, we just thank you for it. We thank you, Lord God, for even the word that was spoken, Lord God, and we thank you that it will rest in our spirits, Lord God, and we will not forget it. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, Lord God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. I love y'all so much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.